We have made it to Puri in Orissa just in time for the Rath Yatra festival.
Wow, everyone is dancing in the streets and chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everything is so colorful and alive. I am blissed out.
Hare Krishna. Let's go over to the Jagannatha temple.
Look, Alex. There are statues of Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra, but their arms are missing. Do you think that vandals did it?
No, Elizabeth. It is said that Krishna was shot by an arrow and his body floated down to the sea, becoming sandalwood. The Raja of Orissa at that time had a dream in which Krishna said to him, "That sandalwood over there is my body. Go get it and keep it in a dark room, but do not open the room for 1 month." The king did as he was told, but curiosity got the better of him, and he opened the door after just 21 days. The three statues of Balaram, Krishna, and Subhadra were there, but their arms were not complete. The king prayed for forgiveness and erected this temple for Krishna.
This place is so miraculous that it seems too good to be true. I heard the story of how one pot of boiled rice was transformed into 1,000 pots of prasadam, enough to feed all the devotees who had assembled to chant.
It's just like the story of Jesus when he fed 5,000 people with one loaf of bread and 5 fish.
Everyone whose eyes I look into seems to be full of devotion and contentment. Even the fishermen are smiling.
We're getting closer, Liz, but fulfillment still evades us. It comes close, teases us, and then fades away. It's time to move on. Let's go to Nepal. Perhaps we'll find a greater peace there.
Maybe Prabhupada will be there.